So there is a small technical problem with the fonts on this slide, so I will use the whiteboard. So anyway, so in the next 5 minutes, I will present joint work with Andrzej Murawski on devising an automata theoretic model for a language with integer references. That is, so a fragment of ML where you have references, hello, better, cool, yeah, where we can store integer values. So in particular, this work is comprised of two steps. The first is a model of a game model of reduced ML, which is fully abstract. And now full abstraction means that two programs are equivalent in the language if and only if their denotations are equal in the model. So this is earlier work. What we did now is actually to capture this game model by use of automata. So in particular, then equivalence, equality in the game model is mapped by a notion of bisimilarity in the automata. So we can actually decide program equivalence using this algorithm for a finite version of our language, which is called reduced ML, the language which has integer references. So what is this language like? Well, it's a call-by-value lambda calculus where we have locations where we can store integer values. So it's a very the simplest language you can have with a reasonable notion of store, a meaningful one. And it has a very intricate equational theory. So for example, here, we can create a function. So we can create a private name and return a function which inputs a name and then compares the input location name to the private one. So actually, because the context can never guess that, this is equivalent to the function which always returns false. Equivalence here means equivalence under any context, contextual equivalence. So how do these games, the games for this language look like? So a characteristic example is this, the game for this program, which is a phrase name generator. So the game has two participants, the opponent and the proponent. The opponent starts by giving the context in which this program is in, which is empty. So it's an empty move. And our proponent answers by giving a handle to the model function. And now whenever opponent wants to query the function by giving an input skip, then proponent will answer, well, here's the first name and one, and here is its value, zero. And now if opponent wants to answer again, another skip, then proponent will answer, well, here is another name and two, and its value is zero again, and so on. So N1 and N2 are names picked from an infinite alphabet of names, A. So how can we model these games algorithmically? They seem to be traces, but there are several considerations we have to take into account in order to model them by automata. So the first one is we need to bound the integer type to a finite range. And the second consideration is that in order to have simple games and be inside the decidable fragment, be outside the undecidable fragment of reduced ML, we have to restrict our types to base types or arrows between base types. So our programs will have these types. Oops, and the free variables will also have these types. And moreover, we have an infinite alphabet of names, but actually, not all of those names are relevant for a program. As a program actually evolves, we can only remember a bounded amount of names, and actually this bound is specified by the size of the program. So it suffices to consider automata which have a fixed amount of registers where they can store names, and moreover, they can consult an oracle which allows them to produce fresh names at will. So these are fresh register automata. And moreover, we have stores in the game model. And again, these stores will not we will not model them completely, but only those names that matter. Anyway, this gives us the notion of representing stores. We don't have full representation of stores. And therefore, the relevant notion for equivalence is bisimulation. And actually, this notion of the simulation of this automata is decidable. So we're able to have this equivalence. That program equivalence is actually decided by simulation equivalence in this class of automata. And before I thank you, further on, what furthermore can we do? Well, we consider higher types. So this is in the program we have with Andrzej. And we can also have complexity bounds for this procedure. We can also consider more expressive languages, so like the language that Andrew presented yesterday on general references, and also have perhaps models which are not so accurate, but give us a better handle on very fine properties. So that's all.